This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missourians are at risk of losing millions in federal dollars if people don't fill out the census. For months, the state and local organizations have been working together to get the word out. St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson reports.
You've probably seen flyers in your mailbox about the upcoming census or ads plastered all over social media, the TV, radio, and billboards. The state is hoping that all of that information sticks. But with all that messaging, there are still people that have no clue about the census. We talked to a few outside of City Hall on a recent windy afternoon.
Nothing at all.
I know nothing.
I kind of don't know what it is. Like, I have an idea that it's something with knowing where everybody is or where they are, but I don't know the exact details.
Not very much, except for that it's happening right now.
The census is more than just something you fill out every 10 years. In fact, it plays a key role in shaping the state's future. This includes Missouri's congressional representation in Washington, D.C., as well as billions of dollars in federal money.
The census data is used to calculate around $16 billion a year in federal funding that comes to Missouri.
That's John Shikles, the policy counsel and director of census operations for Governor Mike Parson's office. He says those federal dollars trickle down into money for roads and bridges, as well as federal programs like Medicaid, SNAP, and CHIP. For every person that's not counted, the state will lose $1,300 per person every year for the next decade. That's $13,000 for one person. Shikles says back in 2010, Missouri lost a congressional seat.
And luckily, this time around, we aren't at risk of either gaining or losing a seat in the House. But that's definitely something that we remember, and we want to make sure that we are getting the most complete count possible to avoid anything like that in the future.
In 2018, Parson created the Missouri 2020 Complete Count Committee. It's a mix of state government agencies, nonprofits, and businesses. The committee set aside a little more than $500,000 to help with outreach efforts, including the launch of a statewide media campaign. Its messaging was based on an initiative that the Missouri Foundation for Health came up with. Alex Rankin is with the foundation. She says messaging is one thing, but the messenger is crucial, especially in communities that do not trust the government with their information.
The Census Bureau can't share your information with anyone. I think if it were only the government framing that message, it wouldn't really resonate as loudly as when it's, the community organization that's embedded in a neighborhood.
To do that, more than 30 organizations that received funding through the St. Louis Regional Census Fund are working to ensure all Missourians are counted. In St. Louis, Charles Bryson is heading up the Complete Count Committee in the city. By day, he's a director of the Civil Rights Enforcement Agency, and he says it's important to reach those hard-to-count communities, including people of color, children, and immigrants. His committee has been working with clergy leaders, LGBTQ organizations, and reaching into the Black and Hispanic communities to help them educate others about the census.
What it will mean for your community, if there's any questions that people have about how to fill it out, what to expect down the road when we have enumerators going door to door, those kinds of issues. We're here to help you. We're here to provide as a resource, but we're also here to help you help your community.
He says they're also working with St. Louis Public Libraries and recreation centers for the remainder of March and April. There, people will have access to a laptop every Saturday so they can fill out the census. Bryson says, bottom line, he wants everyone counted.
I want to touch everybody every single way that I can to make sure that they know the census is important to them.
I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, St. Louis Public Radio.